every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, my boy, can you believe the asses are falling quicker than nuts out of a tree, man? Brian Kelly, we talked about it. If he lost, he was gone. LSU fired him so quick. But you know something? I don't feel bad for the dude. They say he's a real a-hole. He's just really horrible to his ball players. That's how come they wouldn't play for him. But here he is. He gets $54 million buyout. Oh, I should be so lucky.
I'll take that payday to walk out the door any day of the week. Coaches in college and the NFL, you know, the hot seat's always a thing. And we saw it coming with some of these college football coaches, probably more to come in the not so distant future. And it's not only college coaches that are having problems. It seems like there's coaches all over the sports landscape with issues, which we're going to get into today, Eddie. Exciting time to be talking sports. I want to shout out our new website, mouthingoffentertainment.com. If you want to know a little bit more about the continental lover and the other guy, go check out mouthingoffentertainment.com and you can learn all about us, and you can hopefully at some point start talking to us and engaging the show. We want to really start to add a little bit of camaraderie between our listeners and us. We know that you listen to us every week, and we don't take phone callers. We don't do that kind of thing, but we would love for you to be in touch with us and for us to be able to be in touch with you in a new way. And that's over at mouthingoffentertainment.com.
Hey, it doesn't get better than us too, man. And I love it. I mean, we got loyal. The Mouthing Off universe is loyal to the bones, baby. We love coming each and every week right here and stirring the pot. And I can tell you one thing, we'll set it on fire for you. We don't have a problem.
We are going to set this place on fire, but not right now. After this, we'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11/1, select models only.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, JT, it just makes you want to throw up. And when you hear the rigging of the whole NBA, they rigged the whole league.
I can't imagine that, but what I can imagine is jumping over to odark30.com to get a new pair of boots that I don't need because these things have lasted forever. I put them through so much. I walk back and forth to get my mail and my newspaper every day in these things. I don't mess around, Eddie. I'm putting some serious
labor.
Yeah,
you look like the Bonanno guy, you know, the head of the Bonanno crime family in New York.
But I'm saying,
wearing a bathrobe and those cowboy and those boots, you know?
I walk a lot of concrete and I walk through a lot of grass and I put some serious work into these boots and they look brand new. But if you want to have some, jump over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Let them know Mouthing Off sent you. This is a big deal, Eddie. The NBA is in big, big trouble, and I don't think that we're done hearing about what was going on with the NBA.
No, me either. You know, when our good friend Shaquille O'Neal comes out and you know, he just kind of told it like it was, man, you know, about Chauncey Billups and Dennis Jones and, you know, the old ragtag mobster, that Robert Stroud dude out of Louisville. You know, that Robert Stroud, what are guys making millions of dollars running with hooligans like that? You know, that Robert Stroud, he killed a guy in a poker game.
I read an interview that was done with Meyer Lansky too, who is the grandson of Meyer Lansky. And the interviewer asked, why would these people get involved in this kind of scheme when they're already making so many millions of dollars? And he made a point that I felt really encapsulated what is going on here. And that is that these athletes are adrenaline junkies. That's what brings them to that level of playing and coaching, is that they get so much out of the crowd, the drama of all of these professional sports. So they go looking for other ways to get adrenaline, and gambling is one of the most adrenaline-friendly things you can do. It is so good that it is bad for you if you start getting into gambling too heavy, and it can get you in trouble. And it turns out that these three guys are the first shoes to drop, names we know, there were 30 people they arrested.
Yeah.
But these are the three names that we know. Chauncey Billups, obviously a big name. He was a big part of Detroit winning multiple championships in the 90s.
He's a Hall of Famer. You know, it's like Shaq said, Jeff, why in the world would you jeopardize your family, your whole career, and everything? And when you're making $9 to $15 million a year, how much more money do you actually need?
Well, I just said, I don't think that they're doing it for the money. I think they're doing it for the rush.
Here's what I think, Jeff. I think those knuckleheads got in with the mob and got in over their head and with some stuff that, you know, the mob doesn't play any games. You know, they'll come see you and they will tell you what you will do or you won't do anything anymore.
Yeah, I guess if you make $9 million a year and you're losing $10 million in gambling, then they definitely have you over the ropes. You're going to have to do whatever you're told. And that could potentially be the reason why these guys are in trouble. But the reality of it is that gambling and sports are a bad mixture if you're a participant in the sports. It's always been the case. All of this gambling that has become front and center, it's so much easier to access with the internet these days. These sites are going nuts. They're making so much money. There's so much gambling. And every single...
Well, you know what? We talked about this. You remember about with Pete Rose?
Yes.
He was always the token boy, you know, of gambling. Well, he's not so much a token boy. This makes him look like Mother Mary. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. It's like, what you've done to the NBA, and believe me, they're going to open it up, and it's going to be a big can of worms. And they're going to have to bar gambling out of the NBA to get it back to where it needs to be, because people are not going to buy this stuff because it's rigged. It's rigged all the way down.
I saw early on that with the DraftKings and the FanDuel, it was dangerous because guys could be gotten. And you could, all it took was a guy not scoring as many points or getting as many rebounds as he usually does to shift a ton of money on those gambling sites. So I got out. But the parlay bets, which I think we've talked about, this has got to go. They can't allow this to be done in every casino and on every phone. The parlay bets are such a ridiculous opening for these guys.
You know, with a cell phone, Jeff, you and me can be at the ballpark, as we've been to many of them. You know, we could be right next to the locker room and hear the scoop, right? And bam, right on my cell phone, I can either place a bet or call somebody. And boom, the information's instantly out. And when it used to be hid, I think that now in all sports, with the way that you said with FanDuel and the other one, that they shouldn't release anybody who's not going to play. The injury list goes away. It doesn't happen anymore. You can't have an injury list.
That was already the case, though. They didn't release the injury reports until right before the games for that specific reason. And the reason why Damon Jones is in so much trouble is because he was letting his buddies know ahead of the time when I'm not going to talk about the guy because it sucks that he's been dragged into this conversation because a player that played with him was giving out the fact that there were games that he took off. And if you knew that information ahead of time and could bet when the numbers were where they were, where the odds were where they were before anybody else knew, you could make a lot of money. And that's exactly what Damon Jones was doing. He was letting his friends know that a specific player was not going to be playing. He was going to be on the injury list for that night. And a lot of people made a lot of money with that information. So they've got to lock down the injury list more, which could obviously change this. But to get back to my point that I was trying to make, the parlays are way too easy. If Terry Rozier, I'm going to use his name because he's implicated here. I don't want to throw any shade at anybody that isn't, but since he is, Terry Rozier.
He's already been indicted. Yeah. You know? Terry, throw him under the bus.
Terry Rozier, there's a parlay for Terry Rozier to score 16 points and get 3 rebounds and 2 assists. If somebody gets to Terry Rozier, he can definitely get 15 points, two rebounds, and one assist. And that's what I think we've seen happen. It's last year, the Porter kid was banned forever from the NBA. This stinks actually more to me. You brought up Pete Rose, but I really do feel like this is more of a Chicago Black Sox situation. These guys were changing the game, not necessarily to the good. They were not reaching milestones on purpose so people would lose these parlays. So this
they job themselves out, Jeff. I mean, in other words, they went to the lowest common denominator to lose.
Yes.
And you can't call yourself a professional athlete and do that. Ever.
No, you know me, I hate betting on things to lose regardless. You should only be betting on something to win. That's why I hate shorting stocks. Anything that has to do with, I'm betting on this thing to lose, I'm not a fan of. If the Giants are playing the Patriots and I want the Giants to win, I'm betting on the Giants to win. I'm not betting on the Patriots to lose. I think that's the American way. That's the way it should be. And they've got the parlay thing, it's got to go. I know that a lot of our listeners are probably people that are betting on parlays. You are gambling against people who have made it their profession to make these odds and to put money on these odds. And unless you can afford to pay off Terry Rozier to not come up with those things, these parlays are so dangerous to the American worker. The blue collar guys are who are going to get hurt by the parlay thing. We didn't even get into the fact, you know what, Eddie, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the other part of this indictment after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
New York City. All it reminds you of is the mob.
It reminds me of the mob, and it also reminds me of guys that bust the mob. And speaking of guys that bust the mob, Lenny, our buddy over at odark30.com, has done some mob busting. So head over there and check out Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Go check them out. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
And let me tell you, Lenny is a five-star dude, man. And what a great company they have. You know, you're talking about busting the mob, man. Lenny DePaul is one of the biggest mob busters in the country. Just ask John Gotti, which you can't, and he's dead now. But it's like Lenny arrested his old happy ass.
Yeah, we could do a whole segment.
Lenny could tell you some stories. We need to get Lenny on here sometime and talk some football and hear some mob stories.
Anytime he's available, the door is wide open for our friend Lenny DePaul over at odark30.com. But Eddie, what we weren't able to get to in the first segment that I wanted to kind of push into this segment is that the shaving of points and what I think is really probably going to end up taking the NBA down more than the other side of this story, because I think that's been happening a lot. I think we've got a lot of mid-level guys like a Terry Rozier who are probably playing next to guys that are making astronomical salaries, and they're making a good salary, but they want what that guy has, and this was a way to get it. But also, the reason why Chauncey Billups is wrapped up in this is because he was rigging game poker matches with all kinds of electronics shenanigans, card dealing machines that were dealing. I mean, that's that the card dealing machines have always been a thing where I'm like, you know what, guys, that's kind of sketchy. I understand that from the casino's perspective, it makes their advantage better because when they're working five decks in there, it's more likely that a guy can't count cards. But you really do work in an angle where the casino could really stick it to you. And that seems to be what happened.
Well, how do you know they're not doing it? I mean, now they just exposed themselves by accident. They need to go in and check every casino because, you know, that can happen. Those casinos will use that.
They were using.
But they say that there's hardly no more mob in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Using. That's what I told them.
they were using some kind of infrared camera system in the tables to read. I can't remember. I'm not technical enough to understand what I read, but I read it and I thought, oh my God, these guys were the only name that was brought up in all of the articles that I read about this was Kevin Garnett, who came in, smelled a rat, and immediately left. So good on him. He got out of there before he lost a bunch of money. But I guess Chauncey Billups, who is a guy who I had a lot of appreciation for, you know, he was part of the Orlando Magic decision to send Ben Wallace and Chauncey Billups to Detroit so they could keep, I can't even remember the guy's name, but they kept him because he was a better guy in the community. And I'm like, we're not in the business of community building here.
You know, that Ross, what was his name? Ross
Rich,
DeVos.
Rich DeVos.
Like that?
Rich DeVos, the owner, yeah.
Rich DeVos. Anyway, he was a soap boy. It was more important for him to sell Amway to the damn community than to make money and make championships with his basketball team. That's where I used to have a problem. When I was in Orlando, I'll never forget Shaq and Nick Anderson and all the boys. We had a hell of a team in Orlando.
Yeah.
And just didn't have a coach. You had it like Helen Keller was coaching. Well, and he cost us the damn championship.
I disagree with that, but there's no reason to rehash that. But Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace played for the Orlando Magic, and they chose to trade away Ben Wallace because he wasn't seen as a guy that was as big with the fans in the community. But I'll tell you what, dude could get rebounds. But anyway, yeah. I say all that to say this. I had a lot of appreciation for Chauncey Billups, and what a jabroni move to bring in your fellow basketball players and people in the organization and all over the NBA to be
set him up.
Yeah, he set him up to fail. Lose. Yeah, that is absolute. If that's true, they should lock him away and throw away the key.
Well, you know, good and well, you know, Shaq and I know Shaq. We go back a long way with that guy. And let me tell you something. Shaq never says anything like this.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck, he would say something like that, but Shaq never does that. But you know it's serious when he came out and said, shame on you. You put your family and your friends and everybody else and your career on the line for this crap.
Yeah, if you're an NBA player that was friends with Chauncey Billups and ever lost at poker, you've got to be very upset with him at this point. Sad story. The NBA is going to get a really bad red stain on their eye. I think it's about time, to be perfectly honest with you. I think the NBA has been an organization that, and since I'm free from them now, I can say that it is an organization that has been really, really focused on the money and less focused on the fans. Like, they still put a good product out, but the fact of the matter is they see the money all the way. They've sold out to China. They've made it so expensive here. Like, if you can't take a family of four to a game, it's an unfortunate thing, but I hope they can fix it because I do love my Orlando Magic.
You know what you just said was very, very unbelievable. When you look at two leagues, okay, that's going down the same route of failure. They're making too much money. Those guys, the other guy, you got the NBA, don't care about the fans. Now you got WWE, who they used to be all about the fans. Now they don't care about the fans. It's all about a ticket.
It's not a good recipe. We're going to jump into the WWE later, but let's finish out what we were going to talk about in this segment, and that is the NFL. Green Bay went into Pittsburgh. It was the Aaron Rodgers revenge game. He didn't get any revenge in that game. Tucker Kraft.
Well, you see that? Well, you can't win a game, number one, if you're dressed like a chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Tucker Kraft, though, and Jordan Love hooked up quite a bit. He had a hell of a game. He headbutted a teammate without a helmet. So I would suggest
my kind of guy.
Yeah, no,
I love that Tucker Kraft. You know something? Great story. You know, me being adopted, I appreciate this. This guy was raised on an Indian reservation in South Dakota. He's a white guy. You know, big strapping guy. And the Indians took him in and made him a part of the tribe. And look at him. He gives back.
Yeah.
And they love that guy. Tucker Kraft is one heck of a ball player. What a great tight end he is.
Oh, yeah. The Green Bay Packers are looking very good this season. Watch out, NFC. This could be their year. And as we talked about before, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers both won Super Bowls in their year 27 season.
Right.
And this is Jordan Love's year 27 season. So let's see if history repeats itself in the machine that is the Green Bay Packers and their quarterback drafting, developing, and getting out there on the field history.
You know who would be a good, I would love to see is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
That would be fantastic. And as we've said before,
that'd be a hell of a damn, you know.
Yeah, the Colts were a team that was built well, had a fantastic running back, had a very good defense, had some weapons on offense, but they needed a franchise quarterback. They've suffered since Peyton Manning left, and they gave the reins over to Andrew Luck, who, because of concussions, decided to hang him up early and really...
Well, he was just a tough dude, you know?
I don't fault
him.
Andrew
Luck, he was like, what was his name? Wentz with Minnesota.
Yeah.
He doesn't slide. He wants to run over people.
Well,
you know, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't fault him, but he left Indianapolis hanging when he decided to retire early in his career, and it left them scrambling to go out and find a replacement for him. And up to this point, they have not been able to do so. They may have found a replacement in Danny Dimes. And it's another great story out of New York. We're moving on from this high draft pick, and they're going to go elsewhere and find success. And it looks like that's happened in Indy. The NFL refs are quite a story right now because they've gotten ridiculous. I think everyone's sick of it. They're bad, and it seems like there is no punishment given out to these referees that make absolutely horrific calls, and it costs the Bucks and the Giants potentially football games this past weekend.
Yeah, well, hey, I want to say this. I'm not trying to throw some rotten eggs in the mix. But you know something, when you're starting to get so many bad calls, you're wondering where these calls are coming from.
Yeah.
Are they coming from the commissioner's office? Or are they on the take from gamblers like the NBA is?
I don't want to accuse them of that, but that could potentially be saying that there is no accusation at all whatsoever coming from mouthing off that the NFL refs are on the take, but we are willing to say they could be.
Yeah, just go to the videotape and you make up your own choice, man.
Yes.
I mean, because, a blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes.
The real...
You know, they couldn't even get a damn call right on Sunday. I mean, come on.
The real bummer of this is that the Giants looked really good. They lost Cam Scataboo, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
He's done for what I believe is at least this season, potentially into next season. Such a good story. Such an unfortunate thing to see him carted off with a dislocated ankle that he had to have surgery on. So we wish him well. But the Giants could have beaten the Eagles. The Eagles used the tush push, a play that everybody hates, and they fumbled. It was recovered by the Giants. The refs blew that call, and the Eagles went on to win. But we got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We check the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I got blinds blowing my phone up. I mean, it's like, come on, maybe. You know, it's like, we got a show to do. Take it easy. The love will be there when I get there. You know, it's like, when you look at all the mobsters and all this stuff going on, man, it's always good to keep you a couple of blondes around in case you need to trade them. You know that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. But what I do know is that Lane Kiffin has gone from the most unwanted coach to the most wanted coach in college football.
It's really funny to me. This guy, you know, Saban really got ticked off at the boy running him off of Alabama. He couldn't get arrested. And now, all of a sudden, this guy's the hottest thing since sliced bread. He goes into Ole Miss. Not only is Ole Miss in the top 10, they're in the ranked 7th. I mean, what a job that he's done there. LSU is trying their best to get him now.
Well, that would be a bigger job in the same conference. I don't know if he's going to want to make that kind of jump, but they are in need of a coach. Brian Kelly with a $54 million buyout at LSU. He is taking his job loss directly to the bank. Brian Kelly, you know, Notre Dame coach, made his name there.
He's an a-hole, brother. That, I got the whole scoop from the bio. The sweet, sweet babies from the bio. They told me that the word on the street is he's the biggest a-hole, and the players quit on him.
Yeah, he's an interesting story. You know, he had success at Notre Dame, then went on to take a bigger job. It's not been as good for him since. I'm sure he'll land somewhere else. It won't be LSU. He's going to have to take a smaller job.
He's not the coach Les Miles or Lou Saban was. I mean, Nick Saban, because they went down to LSU. In the same number of years, they won a national championship. This guy is nowhere near it.
Yeah,
he killed that quarterback, Nussmeier, that stayed there to play one more year of college when he should have went to the pros last year.
Yeah, he's got a very specific offensive system that he wants to run. And if he doesn't have the right guys, it doesn't work. It didn't work at LSU, although he was very good a couple of years ago at LSU. And, you know, sent a number one overall quarterback, and he worked in his system. But if you don't have, that's the problem with these systems guys. You're either a systems guy that you have to have the right guys to run your system, like Brian Kelly, or you're a systems guy that you can plug anyone in and they will win. Like Pete Carroll has had his entire career, and it seems like no matter who you put in at quarterback, his system works, but it's not working for Brian Kelly. Vandy goes up against Texas this Saturday. That's going to be a big game because Texas is looking like they're on the come up.
Yeah, but I don't think, but they're going to be without Arch Manning.
I don't know that we're getting the best Arch Manning this season anyway. I have very, very direct feelings when it comes to Arch Manning in Texas. I feel like they did him a major disservice by sitting him behind Ewers the whole time he was there his first season. I think it took his mojo away. I think it took away some of his, you know, he wasn't playing. He wasn't out there with the first team. He kind of got a little bit off when it comes to speed.
Well, he
and
got
ability.
Rusty.
Yeah,
and,
rusty.
You know,
they
would just bring him in there to run the damn ball a couple times. You can't do that to a real five-star, you know, a five-star quarterback. It just doesn't work. He'll lose.
I think that's what's happened to him. He has not looked like the guy we expected, but he does look like a guy that, you know, had everybody from the press all over him all of last season, wondering when he was going to take over. He had to basically support the guy ahead of him and not get the reps. You know, he wanted to play. I don't care if it was his brother that was the guy starting, he wanted to play. He wanted that guy to go
absolutely.
Down. He wanted to take over.
They always, all your fans, the fans always cheer for the backup.
Yeah.
And then when the backup gets in, they find out why he's a backup. But see, that's not Arch Manning. When he got to play again, the problem is The coaching let him down.
The coaching
play calling,
let him, I think
everything.
I think the coaches let him down by bringing him in and making him sit for a year. I think if he would have gone bam right away playing.
Yeah, he got rusty,
with the mojo. I really think it has a lot to do with mojo. They broke him a little bit mentally by having him have to deal with all of that scrutiny after sitting out last year. Not his fault. He probably was the better quarterback of the two, but they did a, it's hard to argue against it. They brought in Quinn Ewers. They told him it was his job. It was his turn. He took it, and it just hasn't worked out with Arch Manning. So he's probably going to play at Texas again next year. He's probably going to be bang up, but he is going to the NFL after that. So whoever's backing him up this Saturday better be ready because they're getting the ball. Another big game is Georgia versus Florida. This is not two teams that are phenomenal right now, but it's a new day in Florida, and Georgia has got to win the rest of their schedule.
The biggest cocktail party on earth. Half the stadium's dog, red and black, and the other is Gator, blue and orange. The Gators, they beat Texas. I don't know how, but they did. But the dogs are hungry, and they're coming. And yeah. They're going to eat some gator. It's going to be some gator tail on that dog's lips, believe me.
That will come as no surprise to anyone on the planet. It will be more surprising if Florida wins. But here, Eddie, I'm going to do it again. I've been doing it all season long, and I have a feeling it's been given to me by some other source. I am not this smart. Penn State is going to beat Ohio State this weekend.
Whew. I'm glad you said that, not me.
Yeah.
No, Penn State's not going to beat Ohio State on the best day. I just can't do it.
Hey,
it will not. Ohio State's just that damn good, Jeff. And Penn State doesn't have a coach. They don't have their quarterback.
Hey.
Their star quarterback's not. So you're saying backup two is going to go in there and beat Ohio State?
Yeah.
Are you nuts? Do you put money on that? I hope not.
No, I don't ever put money on this because I'm guaranteed to be wrong if I put money on it. I have no gambling luck. But what I do is I have these premonitions that tell me this is going to happen. And this year I've been
spot on. Yeah, but you don't
put
those premonitions that you have. You certainly don't put money with them.
No, I don't. But I've been right.
Yeah, because they don't work. That's just like, you know.
I've
kind of like a drunk. It's kind of like a drunk at a bar. He has four, five, six beers, and he goes, you know, I'm going to make a prediction. I know for a fact that Penn State's going to kick Ohio State. Yeah, right. Okay, when you sober up and you look at the score and it's 34-0.
Keep going,
Ohio
Eddie.
State. You know you're wrong.
Keep going. Nobody's going to blame me if I'm wrong, but everyone's going to blame you if I'm right because you just threw so much shade at me that I think that our fans are probably going to be rooting for Penn State to be at Ohio State just so you have to eat the crow that you just dumped all over me. Miami at SMU, big game. I told you that I was worried about Louisville last week. Miami was taken down by a team they should have beaten. Now they're a one-loss team in the ACC, which is now wide open, and SMU is looking to take them out. So they're the second biggest name, of course, Georgia Tech is.
And they're playing it in Dallas at SMU.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I don't think Miami's going to lose two in a row, but we'll see. Oklahoma and Tennessee. Tennessee is a team that needs to win out, just like I said about Georgia, if they want to make it to the promised land, and they have a test versus Oklahoma this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at Oklahoma, that quarterback I really liked. That man, Tier, and he got his finger banged up, his thumb, and he came back.
Pause.
I mean, he's a winner. He's a real winner. But, you know, at Aguilar with Tennessee, he can light it up. Aguilar is the kind of guy that the NFL loves because he can throw deep and he can throw perfect. And I love Tennessee's offense with Aguilar as quarterback. I really do. And they're going to beat Oklahoma.
South Carolina, Ole Miss. Ole Miss has to win this one. They will. South Carolina is not a very good team. Haven't been.
They're no cock of the walk as they think they are.
No.
They're just going to get their ass handed to them. Ole Miss is the real deal.
Yes, I see an Ole Miss win. Jumping over to the World Series quickly, Eddie. It's 2-1 Dodgers right now. Last night, 18-inning game.
Marathon,
that was
man.
Unbelievable. George Springer left the game with right side discomfort. Not a good sign for the
Toronto
Blue Jays.
No.
But it's been a great World Series. It's been fun to watch. Toronto came out and sent a message. Game one, won it big. Then the Dodgers throw out their second pitcher who throws a gem against the Blue Jays. And then last
Yamamoto.
Night. So
Yamamoto.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but when the Blue Jays had a guy on first, I think a 3-1 count, pitcher throws a pitch, the umpire doesn't make a call that's understandable. So the pitch was a ball in reality. So the hitter thinks, okay, called it a ball. So he starts to walk to first base. And then the umpire lets him know that it's a strike. So he turns around. But while all this is happening, the ball has been returned to the pitcher. The player on first base taken off to second base because his teammate has just walked. The pitcher has the ball. He throws it to first. They tag him out. So instead of having a guy on first and second, they go to having nobody on base. And that guy has to go back in and face another pitch. He walks. And then the Blue Jays actually do come back, but they would have had an even bigger comeback and maybe had padded their lead a little bit because this game was back and forth and it took 18 innings for the Los Angeles Dodgers to take a 2-1 lead in the World Series.
And your guy, Freddie Freeman, boom.
All right, let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
Whoa, they're gearing up for Survivor Series, War Games. And, you know, they're going outside. November 29th, San Diego, California. They're going to light it up. Petco Park.
Petco.
That's where your guys, the Padres play.
Petco Park.
You can see Mexico from there.
You definitely can. It's a beautiful It's a beautiful ballpark, and I've actually seen a concert there, and it's a really cool place to see something big outside in the evening, and I think that WWE Survivor Series is going to be a lot of fun for fans in San Diego.
It's like I've told you and all our fans, you know, that Tiffany Stratton is a true superstar, and she's really come on and she showed up and took advantage of her situation. You know, until Liv Morgan gets back, she's a go-to girl, not Rhea Ripley, but this girl right here. That's the one that can draw you some serious money. I just can't wait till Liv Morgan gets back because Liv Morgan and Tiffany Stratton could make some money for the business.
This is very exciting. War Games is going to be two rings surrounded by a steel cage, and it's going to be the Raw lineup versus the SmackDown lineup.
Monday night versus Friday night. I like that stuff. And you're going to have Becky Lynch, CM Punk, John Cena, Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. You're going to have them all there. San Diego is going to come alive. Who's it going to be, Jabodio? Oh, that's as easy, Jeffrey. Your buddy Chauncey Billups, Mr. High-rise poker player. I mean, high-rise he going to be now when he's in the jail? He's going to have them orange suits on here shortly. And he ain't going to be pretty boy no more. He's going to be, I really screwed up.
You know, I really do hope that all of this is overblown and these guys aren't guilty because I'm a big fan.
Nothing's overblown, Jeff. How can you have four mob families, you know, and you got Chauncey Billups and Jones just for old puppets, you know, right at the beginning. You wait till them other heads start falling. Oh, my goodness gracious. Adam Silver, he don't know what to do now.
I don't care about Damon Jones or Terry Rozier. I'm just disappointed that Chauncey Billups is wrapped up in this, whether it be disappointed for him that he did it or disappointed that he got wrapped up in it and is found innocent by a court when he finally gets to one. But I don't know.
We'll be right back. That's not going to happen, man.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And before you go, Eddie, I want to say once again, go check out mouthingoffentertainment.com. It's our new website. A lot of work has been put into it by our staff. You know who you are. We appreciate all the work you have done. But mouthingoffentertainment.com is an inside look at Eddie, the Continental Lover, and the other guy on the show. So if you want to learn more about us and what we've done in the past, or I believe that you can actually speak to us through this website. No, Eddie?
They can always reach out and touch us, Jeffrey. You know, I got my little sleuth following you around and catch you in that whorehouse outside of San Diego one day, and I'm gonna put that on the website, and we'll get about 1 million views on that deal.
If you find yourself in a position where you can make that happen, do it, and you will get a lot of hits because it is one of the most unlikely things that the Continental Lover has ever said. And you've said some unlikely things.
Yeah, but you know, it has a tendency to come in true. Yeah. So be careful.
Fun week, Eddie. NFL, NCAA football, the World Series. We're not talking about the NBA opening their season anymore because they've had a shock of the FBI going in and busting up a bunch of mobsters and a really beloved name in basketball. And then two guys that, you know, Terry Rozier, I've heard of because I think he's been in a little bit of trouble before. I know he was in Charlotte. He's in Miami now, but I can't remember why I know the name Terry Rozier, but I know it. And it could be for good reasons, could be for bad reasons. But anyway, he's no Chauncey
Billups. You know, Jeff, what they're going to call the NBA from now on? The Toilet League.
Well, I mean, that would be suitable because...
Because they're in the toilet.
Yeah, and they're... Yeah, never mind, Eddie. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. But anyway, so much fun to talk about sports We didn't get into the NHL, but the NHL is off and running, and it's been a lot of fun so far to watch my Washington Capitals, your Washington Capitals, go Ovi, potentially his last season in the NHL, but we're going to enjoy it, and they seem to be pretty good, so fun to say that. MouthingOffEntertainment.com. We're out of time, Eddie. Would you please tell them goodbye?
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.